So this is setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Is pretending to steal money from people better than actually stealing money from people?
I feel like both are bad.
Okay, if you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to steal money from someone all for clout on social media, then you're doing okay.
Wait a second, you're trying to brag about stealing money on social media?
But you're not actually doing it. Listen.
Okay, I'm trying to get into someone's brain
okay,
that
so,
thinks that either scenario would be a great idea.
It's a TikToker. He's out of Australia. He's trending mostly because he, well, messed with the wrong Australian.
Ooh.
So basically what his scam was is he would wait, he would ask people what the time was, wait for them to check their phone, and then play the little, like, notification sound that makes people think he wirelessly stole money on Apple Pay.
Okay.
Excuse me. Do you have the time on you by any chance?
1:35, mate.
Thank you.
What are you doing there?
I just needed...
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, give me your phone. Give me that phone.
No, can we just talk?
No, give me that phone right now.
Oi, you're going to break it.
What did you do then?
I'm trying to explain.
Give me the phone, right?
Bro.
Now you tell me.
Oi, hey!
Like he didn't think that anybody was going to question him, ever.
Right.
And was he trying to do it for the reaction? It sounds like he's getting the reaction that he was maybe going for.
Well, yeah, now he's getting a lot more attention because of this. But like this sound, you know, I guess since I'm an Android user, I have no idea that that would be a Apple Pay notification.
I never use Apple Pay. I'm an Apple user and I never use Apple Pay. So I don't know.
So Kelly
that would
have
flown right by me.
So,
yes.
So, all right. So Kelly and I both would not have fallen for this.
Nope.
Little prank. One, because I'm not an Apple user. And
sure.
Two, Kelly never has her notifications up and never
right.
uses Apple Pay.
It's always on silent.
Walmart.
Yep. So I've been like, okay, bye. Have a great day.
It is 6:55. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Have a great day. Yep.
You sounds like you got a notification. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. You better check your messages. Okay.
But this Australian dude, I mean, he's got like dreadlocks. He looks like a dude that would thump someone.
Wow.
So bold of that kid to walk up to him and be like, hey, you know, he's probably thinking, I'm going to do this guy because for the bit. And then
right.
he's going to look like a chump, and then
sure.
I'm going to snicker and run away. And then this guy, it backfired on
him. Is he trying to, like, maybe make his own little hidden camera show or something?
I don't know if it's a hidden camera show, but yes, I mean, it was being filmed, you know, so obviously he was.
Maybe in his mind, he's like, oh,
his intention
shows
was
before. This is gonna, it's going to be kind of like that.
Yeah, it's going to be just like this.
They're going to think it's hilarious.
We'll post it so you can see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show on X. But do you have a prank that went wrong? Something mm-hmm. of memory that, you know, you tried to pull off and just didn't work the way you thought it should?
Hopefully it's not as dumb as this guy.
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to steal money from a person all for clout on social media, then you're doing okay.
It's not the clout you want.
That's your side of the bar story on 99.70 JX.